you were asking a question about failure, and I did want to address that because I think it's really important. As you know, Sonia, and maybe some of the other people there, you know, we did a teaching on this recently in Melbourne entitled "Epic Fail," and the idea for that teaching is that if you are actually going to try to live a good life, to live a spiritual life, if you're actually going to try, you will definitely fail. You know, it's not like, it's not a question of like, will you fail? If you're, the only way not to fail is not to try. Then you can be 100% sure of non-failure if you're not even trying, you see? But if you're trying to like meditate, if you're trying to like clean up your ethical life, if you're trying to be forgiving, if you're trying to be grateful, if you're trying to like watch your karma, you are definitely going to fail. So, you know, how can we integrate failure into our spiritual lives? And, you know, I think there's lots of ways to do this. One way is to recognize the perfection in imperfection. The perfection in imperfection. So, you know, I think many of us have this kind of a romanticized or even naive childlike idea of perfection, which is supposed to, I mean, in one form or another, is supposed to be the goal of religion, right? To become a, you know, a perfect Buddha, or to become a, you know, a saint, or to become an angel or something like that. But then we have this kind of like cartoon version of what that would be like, where, you know, a Buddha would never, like, not know something, or would never make a mistake in any way, or, you know, never, like, you know, kind of fail in one form or another. And, you know, that's, you know, maybe it's possible to achieve a goal like that. Maybe. But in our real lives, that kind of understanding of perfection is a long, long way away, or very, very distant, right? It's a kind of an ideal that doesn't really match our reality. So if we're interested in actually getting to the goals of religion, in the goals of our practice sooner rather than in some like never-never land, you know, billions of lifetimes away, then we might be more realistic about what the goal really is. And maybe the goal isn't so much a goal of perfection in the sense I've been talking about it, but perfection in the sense of total acceptance. Perfection in the sense of total acceptance, which means contentment. And acceptance means accepting also the failures, accepting also what would otherwise be regarded as imperfections. You see? To accept that too. Radical contentment, radical acceptance. And so I think the experience of failures in our lives can be used as teachings on how to accept even our failures as part of our path, as part of our being, as part of, to accept that as part of life. And to not say, you know, oh, I'm a loser, I'm so bad, or, you know, life sucks, and I suck, and everything sucks. But rather to, you know, jujitsu failures and make them part of the path itself and part of our learning to think about the goal differently. To think about the goal not as some never never land fanciful, you know, hallucination where, you know, you never have any problems and nothing ever goes wrong, nothing ever happens that you didn't expect to happen. Like, you know, if you stop to think about what our goals really are, what kind of goals we have about, you know, Buddhahood and heaven and all these things, they're really boring, actually. You know, really boring goals. If we got those goals, we'd be unhappy with them. If, you know, for example, you know, in the Buddhist texts sometimes they talk about omniscience, that a Buddha is supposed to achieve omniscience, which means that they know everything. They know in advance. They know what that guy's texting right now in his phone, and he's just putting it in his pocket. They know stuff like that, like right away. And, you know, if you knew everything, you see, if you knew everything in advance, then life would be totally boring, right? Oh, I already know what you're going to say, Sonia. Don't even say it. I already know what you're going to say. I already know what you guys are, questions you're going to ask. You know, I already know everything. Like, why would you want it? Why would you want to go like that, you see? So be careful. Be careful of how you're constituting, you know, the goal in a spiritual life. And see whether or not you can't think of it in a more realistic way, which would also include what we would call failure. You see, failure is just a concept. Failure is just a label. It doesn't have to be a failure. If a failure can be used, if what would otherwise be called a failure can be used as part of your spiritual path, then it isn't a failure anymore. And to think about that, to take everything into the path, okay? So you were asking a little more personally. I'm not going to go into the many, many ways that I have failed and that I am failing on a kind of a moment-to-moment basis in my spiritual life. But just leave it. Let it be said that, you know, I feel like I'm no different than anyone else in this regard, and that you know, no better and no worse, really. You know, it's just a constant. It's a constant experience of failure. But if you're not trying, then you're not failing. And if you're so you can say, like, failure also is a sign that you're actually taking a spiritual life serious enough to actually try. And so you can, like, pat yourself on the back, maybe. You know, the more you're trying, the more failures you have. So, you know, if you feel like you're failing, like, you know, pretty much 100% of the time, well, that means you're trying 100% of the time. So, you know, then again, you're jujitsuing it. Instead of using it as some kind of way to beat yourself up or to feel guilty or feel like a loser, you can use it to inspire you to keep going, to say, well, you know, of course I'm failing. I'm trying. How could it be otherwise? If I weren't trying, I wouldn't fail. Okay?